USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration continues to block the media from the humanitarian crisis at the border, former CBP Chief Patrol Agent Roy Villarreal tells Fox News the White House needs to remove the denial.
We have a crisis at the border, and what we need is immediate action and an acknowledgement of the fact that there is a crisis. We need to move away from calling it a challenge or a seasonal pattern and simply accept the fact that there is a crisis at the border.
Record number of immigrant children are expected to seek asylum in the coming months. The Ever Given is free from the banks of the Suez Canal, clearing way for traffic to resume. Aided by the mood and tides, the giant container ship was removed from the shore on Monday afternoon, 5 days after blocking the vital trade route. Five people were killed and another was injured Saturday when their helicopter crashed on the Nick Glacier about 50 miles east of Anchorage, Alaska, Saturday evening. The Czech Republic's richest man, billionaire Peter Kellner, was among the dead. USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis. After President Trump secured the border with Mexico, everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
In retaliation for American sanctions against China for its human rights abuses, Beijing has targeted two members of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedoms with similar penalties. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The U.S. sanctions were against China for its human rights abuses of ethnic religious minorities. Now the Chinese Foreign Ministry has announced that Gail Manchin, chair of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, and Tony Perkins, vice chair of the U.S. CIRF, is among those under the sanctions. The Chinese sanctions prohibit the Americans from traveling to mainland China, Hong Kong, or Macau. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has been leading a global effort for demanding an end to China's abuses against the Uyghurs.
The Americans that were sanctioned say they are proud they were sanctioned by the communist government. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The average retail price for gasoline moved up 5 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.94. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us this price is the highest since the spring of 2019.
This price is 79 cents above what it was 1 year ago. It is up 77 cents since November 20, and it's the highest we've had since early May of 2019.
This national average of $2.94 may have topped out for motorists.
What we have is probably a price right now that is near its temporary peak or already at its peak. In fact, we might see some price declines coming up, maybe small ones, in the next few weeks.
Executive orders from the White House are a leading cause for the higher prices. An Oklahoma City Detention Center inmate is dead. Jeremy Scott reports.
Authorities say an Oklahoma City police officer shot the inmate at the Oklahoma County Detention Center when he held an unidentified object at the corrections officer's neck.
We had an officer who, during pill pass, was overrun by at least one inmate and taken hostage. The inmate was able to take his radio and his keys and free many of the other inmates that were on that pod.
Jail Administrator Greg Williams said the inmate may have taken the officer's phone and live-streamed some of the incident. The officer was hospitalized for minor injuries. The jail was on lockdown for about 2 hours.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.